SBS Radio.
Welcome to a new episode of our story podcasts about inspirational members and quiet achievers from across the Indigenous community. He is a survivor of the Stolen Generations in search of his own identity. He is recognized as a prolific singer, songwriter, storyteller, and cultural educator who uses music to create connections across cultures, generations, and spaces. Like those before him, he cherishes passing on knowledge to Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal youth who he says are best suited to build bridges between cultures and communities. Music is not what he does, it is who he is. This is the story of Matimati man Kucha Edwards. I am Bertrand Tungandame, and this is the Our Story NITV podcast.
My name is Kucha Edwards. I'm a Mati Mati, Yorta Yorta, Nari Nari person. I descend from many clans. I answer to the name Kucha Edwards, which is somewhat confusing for me, but in reality, I'm not an Edwards.
Removed from his parents when he was only 18 months old, Kucha Edwards' plight as a survivor of the Stolen Generations would define his constant search for his own identity.
My journey was changed. My destiny was not decided by my mother or father. It was decided by outside influences of our family. The most disheartening thing for me is that I have had the thumbprint of the overseer on my forehead even before I was born. Once that enters your spirit and you are forever being told what to do and how to do it and when to do it, it gets to you. And it's hard to deal with. And you need to look deep within to override that angst that builds. Yeah, I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just giving people the insight as to not how we think, but how we feel and how we go through life. Remembering I was born before the referendum, so I wasn't born an Australian citizen, an Australian. I don't perceive myself as Australian. Non-Aboriginal Australia perceived me not as being Aboriginal prior to the referendum in 67. I had no decision in that. And I understand now, Kucha, why does a lot of conversations around you and who you are always end up in a political realm, political conversation? I ask myself the same question, but I understand the reality of what makes me is my connection to my ancestry and my connection to my family. I'm a survivor of the Stolen Generations, and so many other people are, and so many people don't even know they are. So many people are still finding their way home, but I found my way home, and that was to the beautiful spirit of our mother, Mary Edwards. You know, Mary Edwards married Arthur Nugget Edwards, and beautiful couple. Just happened to have their children being born in the period of time before any Aborigines were citizens in our own country. And as soon as we became citizens, the hammer came down very swiftly, and the laws of the Commonwealth swept us off our feet, not in a romantic situation, but a devastating occurrence, and took us from our mother and father and brought us down to Melbourne.
Despite the odds, Kucha Edwards would go on to lead a very successful career as a musician, singer, songwriter, educator, and storyteller. He says he draws energy and spiritual strength from his parents and his siblings sitting beside them in their dreaming.
I I rely on the strength of not only my intellect, but my spirit. I rely on the guidance of still my parents, even though they're not physically with me. I ask the question and I pose the question, what would you do, Mum? What would you do, Dad? And my older brothers and sisters who sit beside them in their dreaming. And as long as I keep on posing the questions to my ancestry, that they will give me the answer, and so will the land. The land itself will give me the answers, and my ancestors will give me the answers.
Kucha Edwards says that music is not what he does, it is actually who he is. He doesn't just write for himself, he also writes and supports a wide range of community initiatives, which makes his music the perfect connection to his people and country.
I'm a musician now, but the reality is for me is that I'm so immersed, my work surrounds what it is that I do. Not only do, but who I am. I have a saying, music is not what I do, it's who I am. Yeah, and because I'm writing so much more than personal, you know, let's say writing for albums, or I'm doing so many other projects with community organisations, or you know, I've just written a song for the Northland Secondary School project, which will be performed at Yirrumboy this year. Yeah, I'm writing so many other projects that, yeah, I really don't have time to sit down and listen to. I listen to a lot of Aboriginal musicians and music. I know this might sound as if I'm full of myself, but I have been asked when you hear the word Australian Music Week, in Australian Music Week, what is the soundtrack that you hear? And I replied in a way that I hear Archie Roach, I hear Kev Carmody, I hear Warumpi Band, I hear Yossi Indy, I hear Joe Geyer, I hear Emily Warramara, I hear, and the list goes on. A lot of Aboriginal musicians, young and old. And then the person who posed that question to me said, do you hear any non-Aboriginal people in that soundtrack? And of course, I have a lot of non-Aboriginal friends within the music industry. But the question was, when you hear the word Australian Music Week, what is the soundtrack that plays in your spirit? And most of those songs are Aboriginal songs, sung in English by Aboriginal people. And it's a reflection of who I am. I'm Aboriginal. I'm not, in a sense, in the same boat as an Australian, remembering I was born before the referendum. So I wasn't born an Australian citizen, an Australian. I don't perceive myself as Australian. Non-Aboriginal Australia perceived me not as being Aboriginal prior to the referendum in 67.
Through music, Kucha Edwards has toured Australia and the world. One of his most memorable tours was in London, where he had the opportunity to challenge the colonisers on their land about what they've done to his people.
And the irony is we're performing in Queen Elizabeth Hall. When I went out on stage, I took a photo of my mum and I took a photo of my dad. And I said to the audience, ladies and gentlemen, I'm standing here physically. I'm about to sing you a song, but I want my mother and father to be in attendance through photos. So I placed the photos behind me so they could watch me perform. And then I get into the song, and then I realise that in the lyric is, we've been here since time began, our ancestors' footprints spread right across this land. We are but caretakers of this ancient land. Is this what we deserve? In my spirit, it came over me during the music into those words that I was not standing on the country of my birth or my ancestors' birth. I was standing on the country of the invader, the spot where the horse originated from. In my spirit, I had to recompose the lyric to sing about that land way across the water, my country, Australia. Yeah, it was an interesting dynamic because I could sense my mother and father were in attendance and listening. Well, I felt that, not sensed it. But then again, I'm using the correct terminology because I sensed they were in attendance. I don't know whether it was anger. I don't know whether it was because I was on the land of the people who put me or put us Aboriginal people in the predicament where we have been in and currently still are in for 230 something years. Yeah, I got very emotional. I got very moved by that occasion. I walked off stage practically in full tears. And I think they got the gist of what the song really meant, but it's not up for me to decide. It's up for the individual 1,200 people who were in attendance to try and understand what was in my heart, in my spirit. I can't make people understand what a lyric is supposed to mean to me. They have to find the answer within themselves. And that song's a question. It's not a statement. Is this what we deserve, what you've done to us?
Kucha Edwards is not just a musician. He is also a passionate educator working with Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal kids. He says kids are non-judgmental, easy to work with, and interacting with them is a two-way process.
I love the opportunity to work with youth because kids in general are so innocent. They're in a sense untainted. They don't walk in with preconceived conceptions on what Aborigines are. They come in with an open spirit. Working with children is a lot different than working with adults. They warm to you. Children and youths will slowly warm to you. They read your spirit. They don't judge you on your intellect, whereas adults do that. Adults will judge you from how well you speak, or your accent in the way that you speak will give people a false sense of what your spirit is. You will have people who point the finger because of what you look like, not what you give to community. Aborigines, we've been through that. We're still on that journey, on that ride. It's up to people like myself to guide our youth and our kids through that forest and make sure they get to the other side of the forest. So I treasure the moments of education because whilst I'm supposedly teaching them, they're teaching me as well.
For Kucha Edwards, kids are also a bridge between cultures and generations.
They go home after, a session at their school, and I ask them, "Can you promise me?" And they'll go, "What are you asking, Kucha?" And I'll say, "Can you promise me that you go home this evening, or when you get home, tell Mum and Dad, can we sit at the kitchen table tonight? And can you ask them the question? Have you ever heard about Stolen Generations? Have you ever heard about Archie Roach or Kucha Edwards or Ruby Hunter? And if they haven't, tell them who we are and tell them to look us up on the internet and tell them that this is the guy who came to your school. And the reality is that some of those parents have never ever sat down with an Aboriginal person to enter into a conversation about what it is to be us. Yeah, they become the teachers at home.
That's it for this episode of Our Story Podcast. Thank you to our guest, Matimati Man Kucha Edwards, a survivor of the Stolen Generations, a musician, singer, songwriter, storyteller, and educator. If you want to listen to more of our podcasts, NITV Podcast, Take It Black, or Balling Out, just go to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.